Hello and welcome to this very special webcast. This is Alex Mondosian on behalf of Virtual Seminar U and Sam's Club. Our guest today is Maritza Parra. Now, she trains coaches and entrepreneurs and small business owners her no-cost principles and marketing strategies to sell more and attract more prospects and customers. She is an author of Clicking Get Rich Online as well as the Online Marketing Blueprint, and she's also a specialist in teaching small business owners how to attract new customers through no-cost business tips. The tips you're going to hear right now are marketing tips that you may have heard before, but with a new spin and with a new outlook. Please give us your questions, give us your comments in the spaces provided, and we will begin. So, Maritza, welcome to this webcast, and are you ready to go?
Yes, Alex, I'm ready, and I'm excited to give some great no-cost marketing tips that people can use immediately.
There's five of them that we're going to be talking about. The first one is called the laser dialogue, which sounds like a fancy name, but it's really for dealing with people that you just meet on the street, maybe in an elevator or at an icebreaker or even in your store. But what is the laser dialogue all about? How does it work?
You are coming into contact with people who are potential prospects and potential customers every moment of every day. And these are opportunities that you can turn into business.
That's inside and outside the storefront, correct?
Yes.
Let's take, for example, a tax accountant. How would a tax accountant or a bookkeeper deal with a laser dialogue?
The laser dialogue is all about making sure that people know how you can help them, because people buy solutions to their problems. The formula is to state your prospect's biggest problem and tell them how you can solve their problem. And in the case of a tax accountant, it's two sentences. Somebody asks, what do you do for a living? And the tax accountant says, do you know how sometimes people pay a lot more taxes than necessary because they didn't have time to sit down with an accountant to make all the business deductions they could possibly take?
The first sentence is, do you know how? And then you state the problem, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And the second part is telling them how you solve their problem. So the second sentence would be, what I do is I make it easy for small businesses to find those hidden deductions so they can keep as much money as possible.
So anyone listening, you don't have to be a tax accountant or a bookkeeper, but if someone asks, hey, so what do? If you're a tax accountant, it's do you know how? You state the problem. Well, what I do is, and then you state the solution that you provided. Is that the formula?
Yes. You are creating a targeted laser dialogue that's focused on how you can help them. It's not about what do and giving them your history. It's about focusing on what you can do for other people within the confines of your business.
Well, I think what else is important is they have to identify with that problem. Otherwise, they're not a prospect, right?
Right. And so it clears the people who are not prospects as well. So it's about being clear.
Okay. When you say, do you know how, and you state what the problem is, they have to say yes before you continue with, well, what I do is a solution, correct?
Yes. And what I've found in many cases is when you're that clear with a laser dialogue, even if the person you're not speaking to has that particular problem, they can identify other people that have that problem that could potentially become referrals.
Excellent. How about a dog trainer? How would a dog trainer deal with this?
Most dog owners can identify with this one. This one would go something like this. Do you know how sometimes you can't control your dog and he ends up taking you for a walk instead of you taking him for a walk?
Yes.
Well, what I do is I make it easy for people to train their dog to obey.
That's great. So that is a very laser-focused dialogue. Dialogue means it's two-way, right? It's not a monologue, which most people do when people say, hey, what do? And then that they give a monologue. This is a dialogue, which is what you're teaching people to do right now, correct?
Yes, it's a communication so that you can find out if the person you're talking to is a prospect or if they know somebody who can be a prospect for your business.
Okay, so that's a no-cost marketing tip. Anyone can do that. Some people could call that the elevator speech because it lasts less than 20 seconds, which is what typically an elevator ride would be. That's called the laser dialogue. That's with the external market. That's what your customer, right?
Yes.
Now, you have something that's very unique that's part of the tip. And it's internally, it's with your own team, with your own staff, with the people working at your own facility. What's that second tip called?
It's called our unique promise statement.
So it's unique and it's a promise.
Yes, and it is defining what your business does in a simple and powerful way. It's about being clear and simple and defining how you serve best. Because when the economy is down particularly, sometimes businesses and business owners will try to be everything to everyone in order to get business because they see things slowing down, and that ends up leaving businesses and business owners being reactive instead of proactively concentrating on what they do best.
Well, this is interesting because most business owners and their employees or team members have different visions or different ideas of what they actually do.
Yes.
So the unique promise, this statement, is everyone is on the same team. Everyone has the same idea of what they do best. Let's say I'm a florist. I'm an owner of a flower shop. And what would be a unique promise for someone like me?
Say, for example, the phone rings at your flower shop. It is somebody looking for a florist for a wedding or a huge event. You are a lot better at doing one gift occasions or gift baskets. It's really important for the florist to know that that's where their strength is. They might be tempted to go for the giant wedding or go for the giant event and end up having a disaster on their hands because that's not what they're strong at. So it's really important to be clear on what you do best and not be afraid of cutting off some business so that you can thrive in your specific area of strength.
So you're telling me, and everyone listening, it's okay to say no to some prospects who call in if they want something that you cannot uniquely promise to them.
Yes. And it would be a great idea to cultivate relationships with florists or vendors who are good at that and approach them and let them know, I'm good at this, you're good at that, why don't we cross-refer?
So that's great. Kind of like a hotel that's booked and then they refer to another hotel close by, right?
Yes.
You say, we don't specialize in that, but we do have a referral we can give you. And then that referral that you're giving to them, you can tell them, we're the one gift florist, right?
Right.
And they refer you because that's not what they specialize in. And all of a sudden, amongst competitors, you have referrals happening.
Yes. And not only that, with the prospect, I know that when I call a business and they're not able to help me, but they are able to help me out in some way, giving me a referral to somebody who could help me, I remember those people, and I'm more likely to go back to them when I do need that, in this case, one gift occasion flower arrangement.
All right, what about a restaurant? There are a lot of restaurants that aren't unique in what they do, but they could be using this unique promise approach. So how would it apply to a restaurateur?
There are such golden opportunities available everywhere, but we just sometimes have to open our eyes to them. Having become a new mother recently, I would love, and I know many of my friends would also love, a baby or a toddler-friendly restaurant that welcomes children because they have a lot of booster chairs and they have the atmosphere that wouldn't be bothered by children, that would celebrate them. This is a unique need that people have that can help a restaurant differentiate themselves from others. And in this case, their unique promise would be to help families and help people have the restaurant experience in a baby and toddler-friendly way instead of trying to be everything to everyone.
They could have a sign out front saying toddlers and families welcome, and they have more booster chairs or they have more high chairs, and that's the only difference, but they're actually welcoming people that other restaurants don't like to welcome. You know,
right.
The toddler that's throwing food across the table, they're actually saying, come on in, and they're seeing the advantage in the problem that other restaurants have. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. They're finding a unique need and they're filling it with their unique promise.
So the laser dialogue is with the owner and having it with different people outside of the business. The unique promise is knowing amongst your team and staff members what you're unique at and sometimes saying no to business when prospects don't fit into that unique promise. What's the third tip?
An in-hand brochure. And this is about not letting anyone leave your office or your store or even your website empty-handed, whether it's a business card or a coupon or some kind of information that people take in their hand. And to make this a no-cost tip, you would use this on a business card because businesses must have business cards. Be sure not to waste the back of your business card. Put something there that is of value to prospects and customers. It could be a short list of tips, one of your best insider secrets, or even a great motivational quote. Something that's going to make people pause before they decide to throw it away, because we all know most of those business cards get thrown away quickly. Put something on the back to make them want to keep it. If you do want to spend a little more, it could be a postcard size or a brochure size, but something that they're going to take in their hand away from your business.
So let's say someone comes into a beauty salon and then leaves. You're saying don't let them leave empty-handed. What would someone put on the back of their business card if they owned a beauty salon?
Putting something like 5-minute instant facelift. A few tips to help freshen your look in 5 minutes. I think women would absolutely love that, and they would be more likely to keep it. And when they do need to make a beauty appointment, they'll have your information there on hand.
I would assume this would work with any type of business. What about a horse trainer or something that is not as common?
A horse trainer could put on the other side of the business card or on a postcard, top safety tip when you are dealing with horses. This is important information and something that's of value to people who are learning about horses or who are dealing with horses.
Okay, so it's important to have it in their hand before they leave, and whether they end up buying services or products or not buying, they don't leave the storefront empty-handed. That's the tip.
Yes.
Okay. How about no-cost marketing tip number 4? What do you got?
The free sample list builder. In your business, you should always have a fishbowl or a container of some kind where people put in their business cards, your prospects, customers, anyone who visits, and in return, you offer them a free report or a top 10 list that gives them, again, something of value in exchange for their business card. This is so that your business starts creating a list, and not just a list of customers who've already bought from you, but a list of anyone who's walked in, a list of prospects. Because this can be one of the most important untapped gold mines in a business. And most businesses never even create a list.
An email list?
An email list is very important, but also a list of physical addresses as well.
All right, so Marisa, what about an attorney? Because an attorney wouldn't utilize this sort of strategy. The fishbowl approach I've seen maybe in a beauty salon or in a retail area of trade, but not so much for an attorney. How would someone in the independent professional area use this approach?
The attorney would offer a complimentary report. For example, if the attorney deals with wills and trusts, a report that says what to ask your attorney when you're thinking of writing your will. And then the attorney or secretary or whoever would tell the person who gave their business card that they'll receive the complimentary report via email.
And the reason for that is because the attorney now has that email list, or is there another reason for it?
Absolutely, for having that email list, but also because you want to give the complimentary report in a way that is no cost to your business. And when you have the report sent by email, it's really just electrons somewhere in the air that don't cost you any money. If you give out the complimentary report on paper, that's always going to be a lot more expensive.
This is a very good point that you bring up, because my mind moves towards why not just hand them the report physically while they're in the office, while they're at the storefront, but in accumulating that email address, you want to have an excuse or a reason to send them back something of value and not just be an unwelcome guest in their email box. So when the report is sent via email, that becomes the reason why you're collecting it. Am I getting that?
Absolutely. And you want to be sure when you name the complimentary report or the list or the checklist that you take a cue from marketing research dollars that are spent in media. For example, look at magazines when you're in line at the grocery store, or watch the teasers for the daily newscast to see the language that they use that compels people to pick up those magazines or to tune in, to make your complimentary report as exciting and enticing as possible.
Okay. Now, we went from the independent professional, let's say the attorney or the CPA. Let's go to a service business like a car wash. How would they utilize this?
A car wash could do this in a great way. Get the contact information and tell them that you're going to send a report about the top ways to keep the value of your car so that you can resell it for more.
Great idea. Now, to the fifth topic, we've talked about the laser dialogue, the unique promise. Number 3 was the in-hand brochure, and we just talked about the free sample list builder. What about number 5? What's the final no-cost marketing tip?
The final no-cost marketing tip is the frequent visitor card. And this is like a customer club. What you want to do in this case is create a habit of your customer coming back to your business for repeat time so that they create that customer habit. What you could do is after visiting your store or your business 3 times, they're automatically brought into this exclusive club to get early bird discounts, to get notices on sales, and that kind of thing.
Give me an example.
Well, one of my favorite examples is my local coffee shop. There's a coffee shop around the corner from my house. They have a frequent visitor card. After X number of visits, I go in and they mark me off. I get a free coffee. I think a great idea would be on the back of the frequent visitor card also to give something of value. We talked about before, a list, your biggest insider secret, a motivational quote, because you want to make it easy for people to remember you all the time, to have that frequent visitor card handy when they need your services.
Or maybe how to make iced coffee themselves using the coffee beans purchased from the coffee shop. Anything that is going to be of value when they take it home.
Right. That's a great idea. A recipe for some kind of dessert that includes coffee or that you could have with your coffee.
Okay. How about a convenience store? How would they use it?
After X number of visits, they would also give something away like a free drink, a free soda, free bag of chips. Really, it's up to each business to decide what they're going to give away for free to tap into the greatest untapped asset of any business, which is people who have already bought from you, existing customers. They've already shown trust in your business, which is the biggest hurdle of any business, getting that first sale. So getting repeat sales, you want to do what you can to create that customer habit of coming in to use your product services over and over again.
You can define how many visits, and you can define what you're going to give them. The key is to have this frequent visitor card in the first place so people get in the habit of coming back, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Any other businesses that you've seen this work that people may not realize they could be using it immediately?
I actually had an experience yesterday. I was in a mall and took my son into a little hobby store. He got a figurine, and as soon as we got the figurine, one of the employees came over and gave us a card that said, on your next visit, we'll give you a free class showing you how to paint the figurine. I kept the card because I thought it was such a great idea, and absolutely, I'm going to bring my son back because he was so excited. I thought that was a great creative way of getting people back in as quickly as possible.
Excellent. So a quick recap, laser dialogue, unique promise, in-hand brochure, the free sample list builder, and the frequent visitor card. These are not new. They're just a new way of looking at these no-cost tips, and they are no-cost, so especially in this economy, they're very worthwhile to review and implement. Final comments, Marisa, before we say goodbye for this version of Virtual Seminar U?
I want to speak to that for a moment about looking at old strategies with new eyes, because sometimes we forget the basics, and we look for the new strategies when the basics can help us build a solid foundation, and it's never been more important than in this economy to create opportunities for your business. And the great news is that it's never been easier to create these golden opportunities to gain more customers and infuse your business with new momentum. So I hope these 5 tips helped.
Thank you, Marisa. On behalf of Virtual Seminar U and Sam's Club, my name is Alex Mondosian, and please give us your questions and comments to this and the other tips that we offer you, and we'll see you next week.